Well, one and all, CQ, 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 this is the Courage Handy Ham Evening TechNet for the 14th of February, 2012. My name is Paul Pop Alpha Uniform Lima. My call November 0, Charlie Romeo Charlie. And we are having our TechNet for tonight. Jose, KK4JZX, is unable to be here, so I'm filling in for him tonight. Do we have any stations of emergency or priority traffic? Please call November 0, Charlie, Romeo Charlie. Alrighty, hearing no emergency or priority traffic at any time with stations with emergency or priority traffic may break into the net at any time with a double break, and the net will immediately cease, and we will pick up the emergency or priority traffic, and we will assist at any point. Do we have any stations on mobile, portable, or short of time? Mobile, portable, or short of time wishing to check into the Thursday evening TechNet, and we'll pick you up first, and then we will go into regular check-ins and proceed as following. We'll first take mobile, portable, or shorter time stations first. For Thursday evening TechNet, this is Paul N0CRC is your net controls. Please call now. Once again, we're looking for any portable, mobile, or shorter time stations that are wishing to check into the Thursday evening TechNet. This is Paul N0CRC net control station for the Thursday evening TechNet. Any stations that are portable, mobile, or short of time looking to check in the Thursday evening TechNet, please call net control.
KB0, UCO, short time.
The KB0 station, please.
Okay, this is KB0, Uncle Chuck here, Linton, in Austin, Minnesota. It's one for the count in short time.
Alrighty, Chuck and Austin, appreciate you checking into the Courage Center Handy Ham TechNet. Appreciate it very much, and I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. If you have any further comments, please come now.
Yeah, the name is Linton. L-I-N-T-O-N. Linton.
I do apologize about that. Appreciate the comeback on that. And just to make sure I got the correct calls, KB0 Uniform, and I got the last part, Lil Jarl.
Uncle Charlie Operator, UCO.
Roger, KB0 UCO. Thank you very much, Linton, for checking in to the Courage Handy Ham TechNet. I do appreciate it. We'll break with you, and we'll look for any more portable or short-time stations that are wishing to check in tonight for our Courage Center Handy Ham TechNet. Any other portable or short-time stations that are wishing to check in or mobile? Any other stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control. Alrighty, not hearing any further stations on the short-time list, we'll move to the Minnesota Repeaters. Any stations on the Minnesota Repeaters wishing to check in, please call Net Control. Any stations on the Minnesota Repeaters looking to check into the Thursday night TechNet, this is your opportunity. Please come now.
Whiskey Alpha Zero Tango Delta Alpha.
WA Zero TDA. Pat, good evening, sir.
Well, good for taking the net, and thank you to Phil also, I believe, was going to be recording it. I don't have a technical topic or question at the moment, but I am going to try to listen along and see how the net progresses. I did check the net this afternoon, and there was quite a lot of atmospheric noise, so we may be having some kind of a solar storm or atmospheric interference on the HF band. So that's something to, I guess, just a note for those of us who are interested in HF propagation. WA0TDA.
WA0TDA. Thanks, Pat, for checking in. And that is something to note, actually, that the HF propagation might be a little bit spotty tonight with solar storms. Yeah, I did see some information on that come out on solar weather information from one of my colleagues, so that it was some solar bursts were coming out and that was causing some interference with HF propagation. So thanks, Pat, for checking in and giving us that heads up on that. Any other stations on the Minnesota Repeaters wishing to check into the Courage Center Handy Ham TechNet for this 14th day of February 2013? Please call Net Control. My name is Paul Pop Alpha Uniform Lima, And my call November 0 Charlie Romeo Charlie.
Paul, this is N5XCX checking in. I'd like to speak to you for a second.
Go ahead, Woody.
And howdy to Pat there also. I was on the remote base today, Pat, and I found that 40 was pretty well dead all the way across the band. That might have had a lot to do with it. You know, that might indicate a little solar flare there. But everything else seemed to be working all right. No problem. And then PicoNet checked me in and said I sounded real good on the remote there. So, anyway, you guys have a good day. N5XCX, standing by.
Yeah, thanks, Woody, for that info. Yeah, 40 was in out today. 40 was out today, then we might have some interference. It all depends on the HF bands with sun propagation and atmospheric conditions. I've played around with HF bands, too, and I do enjoy HF when I get my chance to work it, so... But it's a blast. So I'm working on my general class license books as we speak. And so once I get there, I'm going to be on HF probably 7 days a week. So it's going to be a blast. So, all right. Once again, any other station on the Minnesota repeaters wanting to check in, we'll open it up here in just a minute. But any other station on the Minnesota repeaters looking to check in, please call Net Control.
November X-ray 0, Papa.
NX0P, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you and everybody on the net tonight. Junior down here in Glenville, southern Minnesota. Just kind of listening in there. Don't have anything technical to throw out, but we'll listen in. Back to you, NX0P.
NX0P, thank you for checking in, sir, with the Courage Center TechNet tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you aboard, and we will... keep you in the wings here, and we'll hopefully have some technical questions or technical comments that come up tonight. We've already had a couple things on HF and 40 meters and things like that that's popped up tonight, and maybe we'll have some more talk on HF and some other things like that. And we're off to the races here, as we like to say, so it's always good to have a few people check in. So anything else, we'll get to it, and... we'll see how things progress. Thank you very much for checking in.
Yeah, not a problem. We will listen in there. Go ahead with the net, NX0P.
Roger. All righty. Now we'll take check-ins from Echolink and see who's on Echolink tonight for the Courage Center TechNet on this 14th day of February 2012. My name is Paul Pop Alpha Uniform Lima. My call number is 0, Charlie Romeo Charlie. Filling in for Jose, KK4JZX. Phil is online with us tonight, and he is recording the net for us. And so we'll take Phil in here in just a couple minutes for his comments and everything. And we'll write out the show, as we like to call it. So any station on Echolink wishing to check in, please call now.
Yes, K0ETQ. On the check in.
Alpha Mike, N2AAM, over.
KD0KSM.
All right, we had a couple double ups here. So I had KD0KSM, I believe, on RF. And then we had a couple other stations. Let me get back to the screen sheet here, and we'll be right back, and I'll get to the names here who check in. I know Phil, KD0ETQ, was in there, and there was one more station. Stand by one, please.
KD0ETQ, I'm just checking in.
Okay, I've got the three here. KD0KSM, KD0ETQ, and November 2 AAM. Since I KD0KSM, you were on the repeater, and it sounds like you're on the fringes. I'm going to take you first, and then we'll take the two stations on Echolink. KD0KSM, good evening.
Hey, everybody, on that, Ted from Mankato, Tango Echo Delta. Just checking in, saying hi. Good to hear everybody tonight. Got nothing else, so 73 is all around. KD0KSM, back
to that. Well, good evening. Good to hear you from Mankato. KD0KSM, thank you very much for checking into the net, and it's always a pleasure to have you aboard. Thank you very much, and we will say 73 to you, and thank you for checking in. November 2, Alpha Alpha Mike, good evening.
N0CRC, and this is N2AAM. Good evening to you, Paul, and good evening to everybody on the net. This is the first time I've have the pleasure of checking in. My name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and I am in a place called Brookneal, Virginia, which is about 25 miles south of the city of Lynchburg, about 40 miles to the north of the North Carolina border. I'm in south central Virginia. And, of course, checking in via Echolink. This is the first time I've been on the HandyHam TechNet, and just recently joined HandyHams to get a hold of the accessible study materials for the extra class ticket. I've been a ham since 78, and I'm a general, and I want to take the final license upgrade step and get the extra. So looking forward to downloading all the extra class material and studying and getting the extra ticket. So just wanted to pop in and say hello. N0CRC on the net. This is N2AAM. Back to you, over.
N2AAM. Dave out in Virginia. I do appreciate you checking into the net. It's always a pleasure to have new hams checking into the nets. And great that you're wanting to get your extra class license. Like I said, I'm going to study up for my general exams and try to get my general class license. It's going to be a little bit of a tricky challenge, but I will stick with it and get to it. I'm studying two different study materials. I'm studying general class license and first responder training. So I'm doing two things at once, and it's just a ball trying to get it all done at once. So it's just a fun little time. So thank you very much, Dave, for checking in, and it's always a pleasure to have you aboard. KD0ETQ, Phil in St. Louis, good evening, sir.
This is Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar from the Netherlands. Very good morning, very good evening over there in America.
November 0, Whiskey Echo Papa monitoring.
Netherlands, would you please come back to your 4444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444444 there. We did have a foreign station from the Netherlands that was trying to check in. Would you please come back with your full call sign and please say it slowly and we'll get you down on the log sheet.
November 0, Whiskey Echo Papa. November 0, Whiskey Echo Papa. And 0 WEP.
And this is Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar, calling in also from the Netherlands.
Roger, I have Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar. I believe that'd be the call sign correctly. And then I have November 0 WEP checking in as well. I believe I got the foreign station correctly. If I don't, please come back with the correct call sign and we'll have you check in. We'll take the foreign station first. Papa, I believe it's Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar.
The call sign is correct, eh? It's Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar. Personal name is Patrick, Papa Alpha Tango Romeo India Charlie Kilo. I'm approximately 30 kilometers from our capital city Amsterdam over here in the Netherlands. And I wish you all a very good evening over there in America.
Well, good evening, Patrick. Thank you very much for checking in with Courage Center Handy Ham TechNet. This is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. My call November 0 Charlie Romeo Charlie. I appreciate you checking in to the TechNet this evening. And it is a pleasure to have you aboard from the Netherlands. Do you have any further comments for us this evening, sir?
No, I just was signing in. And I'm glad that some people come back from here to talk to me, Paul. Very good evening for you. Over here it's almost 2:30 in the morning over here in the Netherlands. And the whole day of the day it has been snowing over here and rainy also with minus 2 and minus 20 degrees. And that's dangerous dangerous problems over here. But, well, in the Netherlands over here, if there is falling some snow, the complete train distribution has a problem. And in America, they don't have a problem because they put some snow plows on it and the problem is gone. Okay. Well, a very good morning from this side, from the Netherlands. And, yeah, I was just wondering if some people were walking around on the frequency over there.
Yep, we're here. This is our standard tech net that we have every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, United States time, every Thursday evening here on this Handy Ham conference server. We have a net that runs every day at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I do not recall what that is to UTC time. I think that is, oh boy, my brain's having a memory freeze on me. So someone can please help me fill that in, what time it is UTC. That'd be great time to help me out. But this net does run 11 a.m. Central Time, United States Standard Time. And then again on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. United States Central Standard Time. So if you like to check into those nets, you're more than welcome to. So appreciate you checking in. We're going to continue on with November Zero Whiskey Echo Pop. Excuse me. November Zero Whiskey Echo Pop-Up. Good evening, sir.
QSL. And happy Valentine's Day. Well, it's a day late to our friend in the Netherlands. I guess it's 7 hours difference there, about an hour. They must be east meridian of England, because England's 6 hours right now. Name here is David, Delta Ocean Victor India Delta. And we're in Watertown, Minnesota, which if you have a U.S. map and you find Minnesota, look for Lake Minnetonka out of west of Minneapolis. And we're about 11 miles west of that. So for Netherlands, if you want to find out where we're at, that's where we're at. And the other thing I wanted to say is, put on the air again, Saturday they have Cabin Fever Reliever. It's a ham fest in, for central Minnesota. It's over at the National Guard Armory in St. Cloud on 1710 Veterans Drive. And the zip code is 56303. For those with GPS, the admission is $7. It's this Saturday. Check-in is at 8 o'clock. So I'd like to put that on, and probably I'll try again tomorrow once more for anybody local listening to it. And 0WEP back.
And 0WEP, thank you very much for checking into the Thursday evening TechNet. Always a pleasure to have you aboard, sir. It's good to know that the Cabin Fever Reliever is coming up on Saturday in St. Cloud. And it's always a pleasure to know that the ham fests are going good and strong. So thank you very much for checking in. Well, pleasure to have you aboard. Any other stations on Echolink? If there's some Echolink looking to check into the Thursday evening TechNet, please call now.
This is N3AIM, Joe in Pennsylvania.
N3XCX and 5XCX, I'm sorry. Paul, recheck.
All righty, I have N3AIM and N5XCX on a recheck. N5XCX, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that 11 o'clock net is 1600 GMT. Over.
Roger, Woody, thank you very much for that help. I do appreciate it. So, for Patrick in the Netherlands, if you're still listening, our 11 o'clock net in the daytime is going to be 1600 GMT. So that hopefully is a piece of information for you that will help you out. If you want to listen in to our 11 o'clock AM nets here in the United States, it's 1600 GMT. N3AIN, good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you and everyone on the net. I just came on to the net here, so I'm not sure who you are or what your call is, what your name is. I'm not looking in the text box, so I'm not knowing what that is, if it is even in there. Anyway, my name is Joe. I'm in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and I have a tip for remote base users with JAWS and a question. First, my tip. if you're using remote base, with JAWS. And you don't want to hear JAWS speak every time you arrow up or down to change frequencies on the bass. A good idea is to take JAWS out of memory by pressing Alt F4 when you have JAWS maximized, and then you won't hear it anymore. And to get JAWS back, before you do that, it's a good idea to create a keyboard shortcut for JAWS. Mine, I used Alt-Control-J, and that'll bring JAWS back up from no matter where you are on the computer. So create a keyboard shortcut for JAWS first, and then when you're on the remote base, if you don't want to hear that chatter every time you move your arrow up or down to move change frequency, just close JAWS, and it's a lot nicer, because JAWS, the audio sometimes drowns out the frequency readout from the remote base. Let me drop it for a sec. Now, also you can put JAWS in sleep mode, but I don't think that's a good idea, because if you put JAWS in sleep mode for an application, it's, I think, sometimes hard to get it back out of that, because you have no voice at that point when you then enter that application. If there is a way that's easy to do, I'd hope somebody comes on and mentions it. Anyhow, that's it for that. Now, I have a question. For with using Skype, is it possible? Now, Christoph tells me that it is, and he told me how to do it, but I just can't seem to get it. Is it possible to listen to voicemail using JAWS 13 and the JAWS scripts, JAWS scripts written by Doug Lee? I can send voicemail, but I can't get to play it, because when I get voicemail back, I can't find the play button. I tried everything. I don't know how to do it. I can't figure it out. If it's possible, maybe it's just not possible. Maybe these scripts aren't doing that. If anybody out there does that, I'd like you to let me know. If you even want to get with me after the net, or send me an email or something, that would be great. But that's all I have. Thanks for running the net there. This is N3AIM.
N3AIM. Good evening, sir. Thank you for checking in to the Thursday Evening TechNet. My name is Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. My call November 0, Charlie Romeo Charlie. I do appreciate your tip and your question. Just to repeat your question, make sure I got it written down correctly. You're looking at Skype, listening to voicemail using JAWS, 13 using script. If I understand that correctly, I was trying to jot it down really fast here so that I can understand some extent of what you were trying to ask. And repeat the question one more time for our audience so that we can understand it correctly here, just so we have it all down correctly.
Okay. I cannot find the play button to play voicemails whenever I get them in JAWS. Using JAWS and using Skype, the latest version, and I'm using the Doug Lee JAWS scripts for Skype. I can't find the play button to play voicemails, if it even shows up.
Okay. All right. I can't find the play button for voicemails using Doug Lee JAWS scripts using Skype. Okay. That is a good question. Does anybody on the current roster that is checked into the net have a answer or a possible solution? We'll throw that out there to the group right now, and we'll see if anybody has anything. Anybody that has a comment or a possible solution, please come back now.
This is N2AAM with an alternate solution for Joe.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, hello, Joe. Long time no talk. This is Dave, N2AAM in Brookneal, Virginia. What you might want to consider, Joe, is abandoning Skype and picking up a free program that GW Micro puts out called GW Connect. It is the same thing as Skype. It is the Skype codec, but it is a completely speech-friendly Skype interface that does all the things that the Skype package does, but you don't have to mess with scripts, you don't have to jump through hoops. Everything is just there in a very speech-friendly list view type format, if you will. So all you got to do is insert your Skype handle and your Skype password, and you'd be able to play voicemails, leave voicemails, authorize callers, etc., and do whatever you need to do with Skype with a lot less irritation. You don't even have to mess with playing around with the scripts and getting the scripts to play together with Skype and so on. This is a free program put out by GW Micro, the people who make Window Eyes. So I just figured I would toss that suggestion into the mix. This is N2AAM back to Net Control.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much for that information. It's always a pleasure to have you. Joe, did you copy that information down?
Yeah, I got it. And I will say that, yes, I have tried that now, and I do use it, and it works. It's great. It really does work. All you have to do is put up with an ad every half hour that pops up and speaks if you are on Skype that long with it. But it works. It's very good. If you use the free program, you need to put up with the ad. But free is good. I like that. And Dave, nice to hear you again. Haven't talked to you for years, but and it works. Yes, that's a workaround, and it's good. But I'm just curious. Well, let me ask you two more questions, if I might. Now, in reading about GW Connect, it seemed like I read that you don't even need to have Skype installed to use that. Is that correct, or not? I don't think that is correct. Maybe I must be understanding it wrong. But the other thing is, can I ask you to go back to Dave again and ask him, Is it possible to find a play button and play scripts using, or play the voicemail using the JAWS scripts? I'm not going to worry about it too much if you can't do it, because I am using GW Connect to do that. But I'm just wondering, is it possible using the JAWS scripts and Skype to find the play button for voicemail, or is it just me, is it just not possible? I wonder if Dave knows that. This is N3AIN. Now back to you, Net Control, if you want to pass it back over to Dave, if you want to go that way, over.
I certainly can do that. Dave, go right ahead and answer the question, please.
Okay, this is N2AAM returning. I don't know, Joe. I don't know what the answer to that is. Ever since I got GW Connect, and you know, it's such a speech-friendly package, I've just pulled Skype off the machine because I don't need it. And you do not need to have Skype on your machine to run GW Connect. All you've got to do is insert your Skype name and the same password you do for Skype with GW Connect, and you could pull Skype off your machine. You don't need it. Ever since I have GW Connect installed on here, I just took Skype out because it's proved to be a resource hog compared to GW Connect. But I have no idea as to whether about playing the voicemails using the JAWS scripts or not using the JAWS scripts with Skype. This is N2AAM back to Net Control.
Okay, everybody. Hopefully that answers your questions there, Joe. I hope I'm getting the names right here. I sometimes get a little mixed up on names here. Hope I'm getting this all correct. I can apologize if I'm not, but hopefully I'm getting this all correct. Anyway, is there any further questions in relationship to this subject, and from either one of you two gentlemen, so that I can stand by for some more check-ins? Go ahead, please.
This is N3AIN. That answers my questions, and thank you. I will be back in the listening mode. N3AIN. Back to listening mode. Go ahead there, Paul. Take it back. This is N3AIM.
Roger. Thanks, Joe. And thank you very much, Dave, for your help with this subject. And I do appreciate it. This is what the TechNet is supposed to be for, is hams helping hams work out solutions, working out problems that we need solutions for that sometimes that we can't figure out on our own. This is what the TechNet is all about. So thank you very much. All right, let's open it up to by any means. Echolink, RF, carrier pigeon, smoke signals, you name it, we'll have it. We'll work it out by any means. This is Paul, November 0, Charlie, Romeo Charlie. It's 7:40 now on the 14th of February, 2013, for the Courage Center Handy Ham TechNet. My name is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima, looking for more check-ins. He's coming. Once again, this is the Thursday Evening TechNet for the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club. And my name is Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. I call November Zero Charlie Romeo Charlie. Excuse me. And we like to have more check-ins. Anybody wishing to check in, you do not have to be a member of the Handy Ham Radio Club to be a participant in tonight's net. Any station, by any means, please come now.
This is K-Zero Echo Tango, Quebec again.
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I don't know if you can gotten word from a text box. I had a call from my brother, kind of some bad news from him. He's got to go in tomorrow morning and have heart surgery, so that's why I was gone for so long. So, kind of, you know, got some bad news there. He's went to have some tests done. He's got blockages, so he's got to have heart surgery tomorrow morning. So, that's why I was gone for so long, but I just wanted to tell you I'm back now.
Roger, Phil. Oh, I am so sorry to hear about that. That's hard news to hear. There was a text box check-in, and I'm just trying to copy that down. Stand by one place. In the text box, I got that picked up from Woody, and we'll have it checked in for tonight. And thank you very much for checking in. And Phil, can you take over for a couple minutes? I need to get something to drink here. I'm getting a little bit quenched here. So if you could take over for a couple minutes, that'd be appreciated. Is that possible?
Yeah, I can pick it up. I've been away, so when I left, there was no topic. Is there any topic? Is anybody asked about anything? I don't know.
Nope, we just cleared a subject, and we're just back at regular general check-ins at this point.
Okay, that's fine. This is pretty slow night, then. Had them before. Okay, yeah, I can take it to you to get it back. This is K-Zero Echo Tango Quebec, Phil in St. Louis. Looking for check-ins to the Handy Ham Thursday Night TechNet. Anybody's got just like to check in or got a topic they'd like to bring up, I'll call K-Zero ETQ now.
CQ, K-Zero ETM.
Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar.
This is M2AAM requesting permission to secure.
N2AAM, what was that? Go ahead.
Okay, this is M2AAM. I just want to check out. I got to take care of some stuff here, so just was checking in to tell you that I've got to duck out here. This is N2AAM.
Okay, N2AAM, Dave, that is. Okay, I got you. Got you there. Okay, what I got here is I got the Papa Delta 3 in there in the middle, but I got a... A KD0, and that's all I got. The first one, the KD0, I didn't get the rest of your call. You want to come in again?
Roger. Kilo Delta 0, Papa Tango Mike.
Okay, KD0 PTM, Papa Tango Mike. I got you, and I got Papa Delta 3 Whiskey Oscar, and then I got the N2AM checking out there for a minute. Okay, KD0 PTM, go ahead, your turn.
Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Joe in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. We were just checking in and giving one for the count. We're on a handheld right now. We just charged the batteries up in this thing and run on a handheld. And the way it sounds, it's going to work out for us, but we just wanted to check in and give you one for the count, over.
No, okay. No, you sound okay. Little... the, you know, what they call the frying bacon noise in the background, but just barely. But you're very readable and very good signal there. So thanks for checking in. Now it looks like we go over to Papa Delta 3 Whiskey Oscar. Your turn, go ahead.
Thank you, my friend, and all the friends over there in America. I want to sign out over here from the Netherlands because I'm going to bed. It's very early in the morning. It's almost at 3 o'clock, and I have to go to bed now. I wish everybody a very good evening and a very good healthy and good night rest and a very healthy good app. Papa Delta 3 Whiskey Oscar signing out.
Okay, Papa Delta 3 Whiskey Oscar. Thanks for being here and have a good night. Yeah, 3:15 over there. So yeah, it's a quarter to. We're past 7:45 here, Central Time, so, yeah, I guess you're 7 hours ahead of us, so, yeah, you got, couple hours every morning over there, so I guess you better get some sleep, and thanks for being in here. Once again, this is Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango, Quebec, St. Louis, with the Thursday Night TechNet, looking for any check-ins or anybody want to bring a topic up, call KD0ETQ now.
Phil, this is N5XCA for recheck.
Yeah, go ahead, Woody.
Okay, before Patrick goes to bed there, I just wanted to tell him that it's 13 degrees centigrade here in Mount Dora near Orlando, Florida. He knows where that is. You know, we're 53. It's warm for you folks up there up north, but it's cold for us. You take it easy. Oh, wanted to say also that who was it, Joe? I think PTM that was on the handheld didn't mark that spot in the floor. He's come through real good. We could hear him fine. About 5x6 or 7. N5XCX over.
Yeah. Okay, Woody. Yeah. Well, looking at some of the weather maps, looks like you're gonna get some your first real shot of cold air coming down over the next few days. Looks like this one's gonna go all the way down to the Keys. So you may get down to, you know, see some 30s down there in Central Florida. I think they're worried about some of the citrus down there in the central part. I don't think in the south, but some of the maps are taking you down into the 30s. So I know at least Southern Florida. I haven't watched Central Florida. I know Southern Florida really hasn't ever got cold. They've had a couple of 50-degree days, but they've really not had a real cold shot. Looks like one may be coming. Get the mid-February cold shot. At least you'll get one of them this winter. So, once again, looking for any check-ins at a Handy Ham TechNet for Thursday evening. Call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. Whether you want to just check in or you bring up a topic, call now.
N3AI, and rechecking.
Yeah, okay, good, Joe. Yeah, all these rechecks, I'm take them as just original calls. I guess those are all the ones I missed while I was on the phone. So N3AN, Joe, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just coming in to tell you I'm going out. I'm going to drop off. So if there's anybody that has anything for me now from this point on, I guess you'll have to hold it till next week. Thank you for being there. This is N3AIM. I'm going to sign out.
Oh, okay, Joe. Well, thanks for being here. Like I said, I missed about a half hour with a phone call there, so I missed a lot of the check-ins. I'm getting the checkouts, though. So, okay, thanks for being here, and may see you next week or week after or so. So, once again, KD0 Echo Tango Quebec with the Thursday Night TechNet, looking for any check-ins or people want to bring a topic up or recheck or whatever you got, call KD0ETQ now. Okay, looks like kind of a slow night. Well, we're 51 minutes past the hour, so maybe one of them, couple of TechNets that only lasted between 50 and 60 minutes. Kind of a slow night. I guess we'll start looking for final check-ins to the TechNet. If we don't have a topic to bring up, anybody like to just call and check in, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec now.
And 0 CRC on recheck.
0 Tango Delta Alpha.
Okay, I got N0 CRC. I got Paul back in there, and I also believe right underneath it there was Pat, WA0 TDA. I'm not sure who came in first. N0 CRC, go ahead and take it, and then Pat's in there right after you.
Okay. Do you want me to take it up back and set control, or do you want me to go ahead and take it and close it out for the night?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I can take it or you can take it. Pat's in there. Pat's in there, WA0 TDA. So I guess we can pick up Pat and see how it goes from there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, WA0 TDA. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay, very good. Well, I just remembered I saw a bulletin from NASA Science News today, and they are going to be live broadcasting the pass of that asteroid that's supposed to be passing near the Earth, and I think that's tomorrow. So that would be something to check out at the Science at NASA website, WA0TDA.
Yeah, okay, WA0TDA. KG0ETQ. I read something about, I was looking at the space weather, looking around, and I seen that it said it was the closest point to Earth, so it's 17,500 miles, which is actually a little closer than some of the satellites. They said 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, I don't know if that's Eastern time or what time that is. It just said 9:30. Didn't give a Eastern, Central, anything. So I'm not sure if that's Central. But it did say 9:30 a.m., which is the closest. We'll have the closest point. So I have to find out if that's Eastern or Central time. But it did say 9:30 a.m., and yes, it is tomorrow the 15th. I follow those things. They give all the asteroids on spaceweather.com, besides all the, all the solar flares and the coronal holes, for the, all the information like that, solar flux and A index and everything that you can get on WWV. That's all on there, so. But I did notice they did say 9:30 on the 15th. And there's watch that. Look at that thing. They're on there. Every few days there's something coming within, they highlight it if it's within. Did they go by? Let me take a break here. KG0ETQ for ID. They go by, when they do distances, they go by lunar distances. Like it's, tomorrow's is 0.09, lunar distances, and a lot of these, they'll highlight anything that's, I think, 4 or 5 lunar distances or closer. You have one in like 2 days, it's 4 lunar distances, so that's somewhere, I guess, 800 and something to 900 and something thousand miles. So, but if it gets within 1,000,000 miles, I think, which is like 5 lunar distances, they highlight it. So, but and something went by the other about 5 days ago that they didn't put it on there until it after it happened. It was something that was like 0.6 or something, which was, which would have been like 150,000 miles, but it was it was only like 20 meters. It was I think this one tomorrow 65 meters, only 20 meters, so it was probably just close to 20 yards long. It was very small, and it went by at 100,000 miles, so they didn't pick it up until, I think, just after it went by, because I noticed it on there 2 days after it happened. They highlighted it. Some of these things they don't notice, they're so small they come by and they don't pick them up till after they're gone. Oh, there it goes. So thanks, Pat, for the information. And it is tomorrow at 9:30. I just don't know if that's 9:30 Eastern and 9:30 Central. I'm thinking it's Central, but I'm not positive. Let's see. We're about 57 minutes past the hour. We got any more check-ins? Anybody else want to check into the TechNet tonight? We're looking to close it out now. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. Listen for final check-ins.
This is N5XCX, Recheck. I just wanted to tell you that NASA's always Eastern time. Over.
Okay, thanks, Woody. Well, it'll be 8:30 our time then. It'll be 8:30 Central time. And 9:30 your time there, Woody, I guess. Be 8:30 Central time. So I'll be up and I'll pay attention, see what's going on, in case something strange happens or something. So it'll be interesting to watch. So, okay, well, Woody was the only one we heard in there with that recheck. So I guess we'll go ahead and close out the TechNet. I didn't hear anybody else in there. Got Woody on his recheck, but sounds like that's it. And thanks, everybody, that did check in. I had to step out for a half hour for a phone call, but I got the recording for Jose. So I'll go ahead and close it out, and want to thank N0CRC, Paul, for picking it up, offering to pick it up on when I was doing the net this morning, and I'll be net control on the 11 a.m. Net tomorrow morning, Friday mornings, and from now on I'll be net control on Friday mornings, and Riley will be Thursday mornings for a while, so they're going to be switching days, so have to get used to me on Friday and Riley on Thursday, so I'll be picking tomorrow's up too. So thanks again to Paul in 0CRC, and I know Woody was in there the whole time. Thanks for him. He's probably helping along while I was, noticed he was helping in the text box while I was, on the phone. So thank Woody in there also. So this will be KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, closing out the Thursday evening TechNet and returning all devices and repeaters back to normal amateur radio use. KD0ETQ saying 73s, and everybody have a good night, and I'll be listening.